Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our shiur on the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now we're going to deal with the sheet of the Ramban. This is the third part of the shiur. And the sheet of the Ramban is that the kinyan of Avraham Avinu includes Eber HaYarden, and therefore the din of a kol mal, then one can force his spouse to come, includes Eber HaYarden as well. It's also included in Eretz Yisrael. Like the Mishnah says, Shalosh HaRotzes Be'Eretz Yisrael, and one of them is Eber HaYarden, Eber HaYarden Yudin Galil. Eber HaYarden is Eretz Yisrael. But what do we have to do with the Tashbitz? The Tashbitz says that there's no Kedusha Shechin in Eber HaYarden. So, we can, Tashbitz makes sense with the Rash that we saw earlier, that Eber HaYarden is not part of the Kinyan Avraham Avinu. So it has a lesser shechina in kedusha shechina be'Eber HaYarden, but the Ramban holds that it was part of the kinyan to the avos Eber HaYarden. So maishna Eber HaYarden to Eretz Yisrael, they're both kinyan avos. So the sheet of the Ramban can be explained based on a sifri zuta brought in the Yalkut at the beginning of Parshas Na. So Eretz Yisrael mukdeshes mikol aratzos shemevim imenu omer v'shtei alechem. Eretz Yisrael is holier than all the lands. You can bring omer and shtei alechem from Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael Mukadeshus Meiv HaYarden Shereila Beis HaShechina. Eretz Yisrael is holier than Eiv HaYarden because it's Roy for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Beis HaShechina. So you see that Eiv HaYarden is also holy. It says Eretz Yisrael Mukadeshus Kol Haratzos, and then afterwards it contrasts Eretz Yisrael and Eiv HaYarden. But first it says Eretz Yisrael, that includes Eiv HaYarden, and then it says, and there's even a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Eiv HaYarden. Eretz Yisrael is roi for the Beis HaShechina, Eiv HaYarden is not. But as far as the Mevin, Mimena, Omer, Vishtei Alechem, that applies to Eiv HaYarden, just like it applies to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And that's like the sheet of Rashi, and Sanhedrin Yud Gimel, Menachos Pei Gimel. That's not like the Ran we saw in the Darim, famous Ran, that you're not allowed to bring Omer and Shtei Alechem from Eiv HaYarden. According to this opinion of the Sifri Zuta, and so holds Rashi, and now we're saying so holds the Ramban. Now you're allowed to bring Omer and Shtei Alechem from Eiv HaYarden, and that's a nice siyua to the Rambam, the Sifri Zuta, Ramban to the Sifri Zuta, that Eiv HaYarden has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael because it's also included in the Haftacha to the Avos. However, there's a higher, a Hecher Madrega to the Eiv HaYarden Amarovi, to Eretz Yisrael proper. Only Eretz Yisrael proper is Ruia LeBeis HaShechina. The only place we can have the Beis HaMikdash is Eiver HaYarden HaMa'arovi, and that's pshat in the Pasuk in Yehoshua V'achim Tumeya Eretz Achuzaslam, the place where the B'nai Gad, Reuben, Chashev, and Asher were dwelling in Eiver HaYarden. That's called Tumeya, because B'yachas to Eretz Yisrael proper, it's not as holy, it's not Royal Beis HaShechina, only Eretz Yisrael proper is Royal Beis HaShechina. We also find in the Ramban, Parshas Kisavu, Chafav Tesvav, according to one parish, that it says, Kasher Nishbatal Avasenu Eretz is Avas Chalavu Dvash, it's not referring to the Haftacha to the Avos, there it doesn't say Eretz Avas Chalavu Dvash. It says in the Pasuk, La Avosenu, in other words, those who left Mitzrayim, and that's like the sheet of the Ramban, that Eiver HaYarden is included in the Haftacha to Avram Avinu. Eiv HaYarden is included in the Haftacha, but it's not Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, because it doesn't have the Maila of Eretz HaMiuchedes, we're reminded in Taurus Kohanim, at the beginning of Parashas Bahar and other places. Haaretz, it says Haaretz HaMiuchedes, that's the west of the Yarden, Eiv HaYarden HaMa'arovi. And the Ravid and the Miyuchas Larash explain that that's the Eretz HaMishubachat, it's Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. It's definitely a Maila, the Eretz Yisrael proper, over the other side of the Yarden. So this gula of Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash is talui in what's royal Beis HaShechina. Since only Eretz Yisrael proper, Eiv HaYarden and Ma'arovi is royal Beis HaShechina, it's also Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, because from the Beis HaMikdash you have the bracha that comes out from this Beis HaMikdash to Eretz Yisrael, including the Tama Peres, Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, is flowing with milk and honey. And that is only in the place that's royal Beis HaShechina. It's interesting, the Tashbitz also holds that Eiv HaYarden is included in the Kinyan Avraham Avinu. But he just says that it's not, wasn't chosen as the Makom Kedushas HaShechina. And the Ramban is similar, that it's not royal. The Ramban isn't making this chiluk of Kedushas HaShechina and Kedushas Mitzvahs like the Tashbitz. But according to the Ramban, even Eiv HaYarden HaMizrahi was given to Avraham Avinu. But Eiv HaYarden HaMa'arovi, that has a special Maila of Eretz HaMiuchedes, Eretz HaVas Chalav Udvash, Because, as the Sifri says, it's Re'uya Lebeis HaShechina. So now we're going to be Miyashev Yemitz Hashem, our kashas that we asked at the beginning of the first shir. We saw that the Pasuk in Parashas Maaseh says that the Yarden, the Jordan River, is the Gvul HaMizrachi. And we saw in Parashas Devarim that the mitzvah of Horasha, capturing the land, applies even in the Evra Yarden HaMizrachi, even on the other side of the Jordan. So why in Maaseh do we make a Gvul of the Jordan, of the Yarden, when we see in Devarim that you're allowed to capture Mevra Yarden? Rashi in Parashas Maaseh writes that the Gvul is the Inyan Mitzvah Hatluyos Baretz. The Griz, in his famous stencil, says, I don't understand, what do you mean that the Yarden is the Gvul for Mitzvah Hatluyos Baretz? The Pasuk says, everywhere place the Jews go and capture is Chayv Mitzvah Hatluyos Baretz. How can you make the Gvul, the Yarden? Wherever, Kol Mokom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem. And he blibes Shver, the Griz. He remains with the Tzarech Yun Gadol. Based on what we said, we can explain that we're talking here about Kedushas HaShechina. Either according to those who hold that only the Eivir HaYarden HaMa'aravi has Kedushas HaShechina, and therefore you can't bring Omer and Shtei HaLechem from the Eivir HaMizrachi, as we saw in the previous shir. Or even according to the Ramban, who holds that you can bring Omer and Shtei HaLechem from the Eivir HaYarden HaMizrachi, but the Eivir HaYarden HaMizrachi doesn't have that special Madrega Miuchedes of Makom HaRu'uya, the base, HaShechina, that makes it into an Eretz Miuchedes, an Eretz of Aschel Avudvash. So however you go, we see the same basic Yisod, that Eivir HaYarden HaMizrachi, according to many of the poskim, there's still going to be Mitzvah Tluyos Baretz. According to the Ramban, it was even included in the Kinyan to the Avos. But it's not Roy LeBeis HaShechina. It's not Eretz HaMiuchedes. And it's not Eretz HaVas HaLav Udvash. And where is this alluded to in the Parsha? This chiluk between the Eivir HaYarden HaMizrachi and Ma'aravi. And that's why the Gvul is the Yarden, because the Gvul is the Yarden, because it's telling us that the other side of the Yarden, there's not going to be this special Eretz Miuchedes, Eretz Abbas Chalav Udvash. It doesn't have Kedushas HaShechina, it's not Roy LeBeis HaShechina. So you see this in the Pasuk, Zos Aretz Asher Tipol Lechem Benachala. Rashi says, Begorol, and the Sforno, it says that the Goral was only for the Eivir HaYarden HaMa'aravi, because the Eretz Sichon and Og don't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. V'afim Temeh Eretz Achuz Aschon, the Pasuk says in Yoshua. And the Goral is Zerach Ruach HaKodesh, these lots. And Eivir HaYarden is not Ruia L'kach. So therefore we understand that the Yarden is the Gvul HaAretz that's falling to them B'nachalas. So in Parshas Maaseh, we're talking about the Gvul that falls B'nachalas and the Goral Al Pi Hashem. And that's the Gvul of the holy, holy land that is either like the Tashbitz Kedusha Kedosha B'Kedusha Sashchina, and according to the Ramban and the special Madrega of Makom HaRoy LeBeis HaMikdash LeBeis HaShechina. So that's the chiluk. That's why in Maaseh the Gvul is going to be the Yarden, because on the other side of the Yarden it doesn't have that special Madrega that Eretz Yisrael proper has. We can explain more that the Or Chaim HaKadosh in Dvarim Gimel Yud Gimel says that Eivir HaYarden is included in the Kinyan HaAvos, not like the Or HaChaim says in Parshas Matos at the beginning of Dvar. But the intention was not that they should dwell there, just that they should capture it from the nations and let it take the booty and let it be desolate, if not for the fact that B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven had requested to dwell there. And based on this, it's very meduyuk, the Lashonos of the Psukim in Parshas Dvarim. We see the Makomos, like we said in the first shir, of Eivir HaYarden HaMizrachi. And there it doesn't say, all it says is Borushu. It doesn't say anything about V'yishavtim ba. It just says to capture the land. That's Devarim. Capture, where should you capture? Capture even Eber Yarden HaMizrachi. But in Parshas Maaseh, that the Yarden is the Gvul HaMizrachi, that's the border. There it says, V'yashavtem as well. And we can understand very well, according to this, that the Mitzvah HaYishuv, the place that we're supposed to dwell, and the Nachos of the Shvatim that fell in the Lot, is only in the place that you have the Shekhinah, i.e., Eiver Yarden HaMaarovi, not on the Eretz HaTumah, not on the other side of the Jordan. So in Maaseh we have the Yashavtem Bo, so it's beautiful. So this whole inyan of the Kedusha Shekhinah only being in the Eiver Yarden HaMaarovi, that's related to the fact that that's where we're supposed to dwell. That's Parshas Maaseh, Parshas Tvarim, it's where we're supposed to capture even Eiver Yarden HaMizrachi. And what the Pshat we said in the Ramban, we're going to see right now in the Ramban. Chukas Chofalov Chofalov Ki Eretz Sichon, so Zok the Ramban. V'og Yerushasim Shal Yisrael Hoysa. Eiver Yarden, the land of Sichon and Og, was the inheritance of the Jewish people. Aber Moshe Yedeh Ki Yisrael Ata Lo Yichbashu Kol Asara Memin. Moshe knew that the Jewish people are not going to capture all 10 nations by Chavetzia Kol Kibushim Eiver Yarden Lahala. He only wanted them to capture in the western side of the Jordan. Shiyem Moshavam Yachad, they should dwell together. V'shihi Er Haaretz HaTova Asher Zavat Chalav U'Dvash. Beautiful. The Ramban says Mefurish. The Eretz HaTova that Zavat Chalav U'Dvash is only Eiver Yarden HaMaarovi. The Ramban continues and he says, you see that if the Negar and the Reuben had not asked to dwell in Eiver Yarden HaMizrachi, they wouldn't have gotten it. It would have been L'charva. It would have just been destroyed. And we see in the Sifri, L'aseis L'cha Prad Le'Eiver Yarden Shenatalta Me'atzmecha. Then the rabbis say, Eser Kedusha Shein Eiver Yarden Roy L'Beis HaMikdash for the Shkona Shechina. See, Eretz Yisrael, the Eiver Yarden isn't Roy for the Beis HaMikdash. L'aseis L'chas Prat Le'Eiver Yarden that you took on your own. You're not supposed to dwell in Eiver Yarden. You're supposed to leave it desolate. V'chein Nira B'Katuv Sh'ne'amar V'achim T'me'a Eretz Achuzetchem. You see, it's called Tame, Le'Eiver Yarden. So we see K'chol HaMavur in the Ramban that Eiver Yarden is included in the Yerush Savas. That's the Shita of the Ramban that we saw explicitly the Ramban holds. But they were not supposed to dwell there. It's not Eretz of Aschalav Udvash. He brings the Sifri Zuta that Eiver Yarden isn't Roy LeBeis HaMikdash. And that's Pshat, Tumei Eretz Achuz Aschem. But according to the Derech of the Or HaChaim that we saw, there's no mitzvah of yeshiva Be'Eiver Yarden klal. There's only a mitzvah of kibush. But in the Lashon of the Ramban, it's mashmet ledoros, there is a mitzvah yeshuv. Just at that time, Moshe Yodeh Ki Yisrael Ata Lo Yichbishu Kol Asaram. Now they're not gonna be able to capture it. Now they're not gonna dwell there. But ledoros, it would seem from the Ramban, there is a mitzvah. So what's the chilek then between Eiver Yarden, HaMaarovi, and Mizrachi? If there's a mitzvah to dwell in both. We see in Maaseh a mitzvah to dwell. We see in Tvarim only a mitzvah to capture. Maaseh is a mitzvah of capturing and dwelling. So what's the difference? Before we made a chilek between the Eiver Yarden, Maaseh is talking about the Eiver Yarden, HaMaarovi only. Capturing and dwelling, and Dvarim is talking only about the dwelling. And the Maaravi is talking only about the capture, and Dvarim is talking only about the capturing. That Me'Eiver Yarden HaMizrachi, there we're supposed to just capture and then leave it desolate. But according to the Ramban, it's Mashu is a mitzvah to dwell in Eiver Yarden HaMizrachi as well. So what's the difference? So therefore, we can say like the Or HaChaim, but a little bit differently. Behekdem the Machlokas HaPoskim beIkar Geder Mitzvah Yishuv Haaretz. The Rashbash in his Tshuvas Aleph Gimel holds that the Ikar Mitzvah, the Yeshiva, the dwelling, the Kibush, the capturing, is only a Machshir. It only enables the Yeshiva, and therefore he writes that even Bizman that Kibush can't be done like Bizman Hazeh because of the Shlosh HaShvuas, the famous Shlosh HaShvuas at the end of Ksubis. Nevertheless, there's still a Mitzvah Yishuv on every individual. Hagoyin Rabbi Yeshua Lemikutnin, the Yeshua Smalko holds that b'zman hazeh you can't be mekayim the mitzvah yishuv b'shleimus, because the ikar mitzvah is the kibush, and the yeshiva is the gemar kibush. And a siyua the divrei of Yeshua lemikutna, we can bring from the Tosefta in Perakei Davei Dezara, shebizman sheyoshvim aleha he mechubeshes. So you see that the mitzvah of yeshiva is in order to make a gemar kibush. Shebizman sheyoshvim aleha he mechubeshes. So now we can say b'das haRamban that that's the chiluk between Eiver HaYarden HaMa'arovim and HaMizrachim. In the Eiver HaYarden HaMa'arovi, the yeshiva is the ikar mitzvah, because that is the place that we're supposed to dwell, Mokom Achuz Beis Hashem. And what's the purpose of the kibush? That's a hechsher yeshiva. The yeshiva is the ikar. And the kibush is the hechsher yeshiva, like the Rashbash says. But the ikar mitzvah in Eiver HaYarden HaMa'aravi is the yeshiva. Mashenken Eiver HaYarden HaMizrachi, the other side of the Jordan, not Eretz Yisrael proper, what I'm calling, just using those words, even though we're seeing chalukim between the two, proper, not proper, we know that Eretz Yisrael on the western side is a higher level of Kedusha. So Mashenken Eiver HaYarden HaMizrachi, the ikar is the kibush. The yeshiva is not a tachlis la'atzma. It's just a gemar kibush. That's like Rabbi Yeshua Lemikutne. The ikar mitzvah is the kibush. In other words, the machlokas between the Rashbash and Rabbi Yeshua Lemikutne, we're saying, we can say pshat in the Ramban, is really the two, it's talking about two different places. The Ramban would hold that in Eretz Yisrael proper, Eber Adayim Arav, the ikar mitzvah is the yeshiva, and the kibush is a machshir for the yeshiva. And every other name is Mizrachi, the ikar mitzvah is the kibush, and the yeshiva is machshir the kibush. Like the Tosefta says, that when they're dwelling there, it's mechubeshes. So now we understand beautifully the diuk and the psukim that we made at the beginning of the first shir. In Parshas Maaseh, where the Gvul is the Yarden, there it says, V'yashavtem ba. There it says the mitzvah to dwell, because that's the tachlis. And the kibush is only a means; it's a machshir for the yeshiva, and that's the Aretz HaNofel is benachala. And whenever the Torah talks about yeshiva, it's always talking about the Eiver HaYarden HaMa'arovi. Dov v'tishkach, because that's the tachlis there, the yeshiva. In Parashas Tvarim, which includes the Eiver HaYarden HaMizrachi, all it says is Bo Rishu. Because there the ikar mitzvah is the horasha. And yes, there is a mitzvah of yeshiva, but the yeshiva is just a means for the horasha, and it's not a tachlis la'atzma. And therefore all it says is Boru Rishu in Parshas Tvarim. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we have more insight into the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and we should all be zoche, like I'm zoche, looking out my window into the beautiful, gorgeous mountains of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Tova Rechova, and give us a zev. We should be zoche, Eretz Hashem, to all come to Eretz Yisrael, to live here, to dwell here at Neve Esrim Shana, and beyond. And we should be zoche, Eretz Hashem, to see Eretz Yisrael as it should be seen, B'vias goyel tzedek, b'meheira v'yamein, v'amein, v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.